Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
There was a tweet yesterday after the news that the Lions had cut Connor Cook and replaced him with David Fales. Michael Lombardi, longtime NFL writer, tweeted out, "Lions might have worse backup quarterback situation in the NFL." I would have to sit down and look at all 32 teams. My first thought is absolutely the Lions should be in the conversation. Tom Savage is not somebody that I think of as the go in there and win you a football game kind of guy. To keep the train on the tracks while your starter is healthy or getting healthy. And I certainly don't think of him as a Nick Foles kind of guy where you're just as good. The way it worked out in Philadelphia. Gator, this is a bullet that they have dodged the last couple of years. They've really dodged it since Sean Hill has left.
Well, they've dodged it since the second season of Matthew Stafford.
But they had Sean Hill, and they used Sean Hill, and it was called on to come in and spell Stafford here and there. And Sean Hill was good. Not great, but he was a good NFL backup. They have really not addressed this. And I'm not sure, like, I look at the market. The market's terrible. They've got money under the cap. I think this is something they might regret later, is not investing a little bit more in the backup quarterback situation. I looked at guys with Daryl Bevel ties, and just about everybody has Daryl Bevel ties, was either a starter or retired. They're not going to get Russell Wilson.
Well,
and Austin Davis just quit as a player and has become a coach. Tavares Jackson's done.
I think that you can go through every team in the league that has a good quarterback. If you take that quarterback out of the equation, say he gets hurt,
mm-hmm.
how much is it going to affect them? Obviously, some teams be affected more than others. The Lions are one of those teams would be affected a lot more than others would be. But we saw last year, without Aaron Rodgers, how was Green Bay?
Mm-hmm.
They weren't good at all. They were terrible, in fact. It can happen. It's not one of those things that I think general managers really want to invest a whole lot of money into a backup quarterback. It feels like the only time that they do or a big resource is because they think that guy's going to be the next guy. You know what I mean?
Like they put...
Yeah, we need to draft this guy because we think in 3 years we can make him a starting quarterback on this team because our quarterback's already 31 years old and he's... We're not sure if he's going to be worthy of a contract extension. Or you have a total change of pace kind of guy. It doesn't seem like there is that investment in the National Football League in a backup quarterback, a legitimate backup quarterback, while you already have a really good starting quarterback that you feel is your franchise. I think it's kind of like a tank position almost. And yet, is it foolish to do that? It can be. Every team seems to have a pretty good backup running back, pretty good backup wide receivers. You've got to have depth on your team throughout, but quarterback is like the one position outside of kicker and punter that it feels like teams just kind of, sorry.
248-539-9797. I was looking at the market. You know who hasn't signed? Would you sign Sam Bradford?
Well, depends for what money.
Not a lot.
And
he doesn't have any other options.
I feel like we've seen Sam Bradford, and he's nothing in the NFL. He was a fantastic college player. Loved him at college. Loved him in Oklahoma. But he hasn't translated well into the NFL.
Let's presume the money's not outrageous. Would you rather have Sam Bradford or Tom Savage?
I'd probably rather have Sam Bradford than Tom Savage, sure.
I'm not sure how cheap you can get Sam Bradford. The guy's made over $134 million in the NFL, believe it or not. $134 million,
If he wants to play again, and given his history of injuries, there's a really good chance he'll never play again. He's got, the last I remember reading the word bone to bone. So if that's the case, generally he might be done, but does he want to play again?
He made $20 million his last year in Arizona. He was traded for a first-round pick.
Good God. Who else? Colin Kaepernick's the other one. It comes up all the time.
And
I think sitting out as long as he has, from a straight up football perspective, I can't imagine him being that effective.
So do you guys know there is a Patriot connection with David Fales?
What is it?
So Chris Burke of The Athletic tweeted this out. I don't know if you saw it or not, but when he was with the Bears, the Patriots were really interested in him. So when David Fales was with the Bears, he was on the practice squad. The Patriots were rumored to get him. The Bears had to promote Fales from the practice squad to the active roster just so the Patriots wouldn't try and steal him.
So when was that? Was that
2014, I believe?
Oh, 5 years ago.
So Quinn, who was the defensive coordinator, probably has nothing, not Quinn, Patricia was the defensive coordinator, nothing to do with him. It would probably be Quinn saw Belichick wanted him.
And so then, you know, obviously it didn't work out in Chicago, and he went on to the Dolphins as of recent. That's the most recent team he was with. And I was talking to Paul Serra, who's from Miami, big Dolphins fan. I said, hey, what do you know about David Fales? He goes, from what I've known and read, is apparently he's really good at film session, right?
Right.
So I feel like the Lions are just getting study buddies for Matt Stafford at this point.
That's what they did with
Arlovsky, right? Yeah, exactly. It's study buddies, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.